There is no time frame set out under the Constitution within which the President is supposed to act. However, the Constitution is a supreme law. It is not expected that anybody will violate it. To that extent, therefore, the courts have in Kenya interpreted time where such a time is not provided for expressly in the Constitution to mean a reasonable period not exceeding 21 days. 21 days from the 21st of September lapsed on the 12th of October 2020. On that day, we have rallied support of Kenyans to come and occupy Parliament in order that Parliament may not be used by any individuals who, effective that day, will have ceased being parliamentarian. These resolve have been taken unanimously by the Law Society of Kenya, and it has been supported by the women movement in Kenya, several elected members of Parliament and the Senate, as well as the civil rights movement in Kenya. We want to ensure that the Constitution of Kenya counts for something, because if it doesn't, it will be for nothing.
Your plan is to occupy Parliament until the day Kenyans will be allowed to elect new representatives. How long do you think this will last, and will this be sustainable? Can you maintain this level of pressure?
Yes, we can maintain that level of pressure. It's not the first time people will be exercising such a type of power. It has been exercised before in Burkina Faso, when the people of Burkina Faso set Parliament ablaze. However, here in Kenya, we do not propose to set Parliament ablaze because Parliament is the property of the people of Kenya. All we need to do is to remove the trespassers. For how long will we sustain this occupation? We will sustain the occupation until such a time as the President of the Republic of Kenya will order the dissolution of Parliament.
Some people are suggesting that this could pave way for insecurity, and some of these lawmakers could be attacked, and that things should be done one step at a time instead of this drastic move. What is the stance of the Law Society of Kenya on this?
It is the Law Society of Kenya that has written to the Minister of Interior and the Coordination of Government, as well as the Inspector General of Police, directing them to withdraw the police officers guarding members of the National Assembly and the Senate with effect from the 12th of October 2020. Why have we taken this step? We have taken this step because any such a security that is provided is based upon the fact and the term of these representatives holding office with the authority of the people. They will have ceased holding authority as parliamentarians with the sanction of people on the 12th of October. Does it endanger members of Parliament? No. Kenyans are very peace-loving people. We will not endanger the security of parliamentarians because it is us who elected them. We do not have a problem with our parliamentarians. We have a problem in the manner in which the parliamentarians have misconducted themselves.
Mr. Harvey, some Kenyans I spoke with are expressing concern that there could be a constitutional crisis. What do you make of it? And do you think political leaders should be held accountable for what is going on? And do you think that this can be fixed by election?
There's no constitutional crisis. A constitutional crisis occurs when the Constitution does not make adequate provision for what is to happen in the event of a particular eventuality. What we have right now is a leadership problem. That leadership problem could have aggravated to a leadership crisis. Why do I say so? I say so because the Constitution is quite elaborate on what is supposed to happen. Should there be a vacancy of an individual or many members of Parliament? To that end, there ought to be a by-election within 90 days. A by-election is not a costly enterprise, bearing in mind much more expensive enterprises that have been undertaken by the government of the Republic of Kenya, including the looming one insofar as the quest to amend the Constitution is being pushed through the BBBI initiative. Now, there needs be a clarity, because there is a misconception that the term of the president, governors, and members of county assembly comes to an end. No, that is not the case. Parliament is just parliament. It is constituted of the National Assembly and the Senate. Those are the people in respect of whom a by-election is to be held.